called Mwanza.
距离坦桑尼亚第二个大城Wanza很近。
But it was about an hour away from that, car by car.
大概你如果开车一个钟头的车程。
And even in Mwanza, although it's the second biggest city, only one traffic light.
即使在那第二大城也只有一个交通信号。
So we were in a very secluded place.
所以我们实在是一个很偏远的一个地方。
Anyhow, so in that area where we were, there was the Lion of Judah Academy, which was a school.
在那边我们在那边是参加这个学校。
Lion of Judah.
犹大狮子犹大学校。
And right next to that was a campus called NASA Theological College, which was a seminary.
在那边有一个圣经的牧师的。
Like a Bible college, yeah.
是一个牧师，就是培养宣教传道人的学校。
And they were very close, so they worked together. So for example, some of the pastors who went to the seminary, their children went to that academy.
所以两个学校其实有很亲近的关系，大人到宣教士的那个学校去上课，他们的小孩就是在这个。
And that was their initial idea, but from that it grew and grew, and now it's a school of 700 people. It's a Christian school, private. And very successful. One of the best schools in the country. It is very, very well run. And they do a lot of Christian activities. They have chapel, they have devotions, things like that. Let's look at some of the pictures now. We'll look through some of the pictures. Okay, this is at our first stop in Kenya, where we're just there for a day of rest. We met up with two missionaries from Hawthorne. These two. Yep. So we have Jeanette and Laura Lee. They're from New Jersey. And they just decided, they were called by God, but they just decided, goodbye New Jersey, I'm going to pick up everything and live in Kenya full time. So now they're working for a ministry called Africa Inland Mission, which is what David Schuett was connected to. It was great to meet them because it just reminds us that there are people who do this kind of thing, that this is their life. It's not just, you know, we were there for 2 weeks, they're there forever. And as young people, it's always inspiring to meet these type of brothers and sisters. Okay, we can look at the next one. So the first day we went to the theological college, the seminary. And it just happened to be the graduation day. So they were having a graduation ceremony. So some of the pastors were going to be then sent out to churches around Tanzania. Yeah, so this is in Tanzania now. Okay, next one. This is David Schuett, you might recognize him. So speaking of people who live there permanently, he lives in New Jersey now, but he lived in Africa for probably 30 years. Born in Zaire, grew up in Kenya, lived in Tanzania for about 20 years. Here he's giving the sermon of the ceremony. The entire sermon he spoke in Swahili. And again, as young people, it's amazing to meet someone of this caliber. And we had the opportunity to meet what I think are some of the the most, the coolest, the most talented people in God's kingdom. So I think just as Americans, we always look at actors, actresses, basketball players, things like that. But in God's kingdom, he would have like the most valuable card. Anyhow, and of course, when we were there, it seemed like he knew everybody. We're driving through the streets and people are waving at him. So just an amazing man of God here. Okay, next one. This is at a meal afterwards, after the ceremony. In this regard, you don't have to feel bad for us. The food was very good. I think as Chinese people, a lot of you would like it. It's a lot of rice, a lot of corn, things like that. Yeah, just rice and like put the sauce on and just eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's John and Will. To the left behind John, that's Hart. He's one of the founders of the school. And then behind him, that's Entebbe. He's the director or the principal of the school. Hart is American, and same thing, when he was 50, God called him to go to Africa. He was a pastor, but 50 years old, and he spent about 10 years in Africa after that. Okay, next one. Okay, the school supports itself through growing its own food. Here's some bananas. So the food there really is fresh and natural. A lot of farming, a lot of goats and cows, things like that. Okay, next one. Okay, some local children, again, they're shepherds, so a lot of shepherding going on there. Next one. Okay, next one. Okay, so this is the team from Hawthorne. You'll recognize Pastor Howie and David Shewitt. And they're just talking to some of the pastors there. And they went with an older couple, the Lucas family. They were teachers also. And then the woman on the right is named Sheila. Same thing. She and her husband were called to Africa maybe 20 years ago, and they've been there ever since. Even after her husband passed away, she stayed. That's her home now. So just another amazing woman of God there. Okay, next one. Okay, so this is a classroom at the Lion of Judah Academy. So I think this was sixth grade? The presidential thing? I think this was sixth grade. Yeah. Okay, and John and William are helping them go through some discussions. The schools are in English. And a lot of the local schools, they don't follow those rules. A lot of the local schools, they don't teach English, and the teachers are terrible. This school, everything's in English. Very good school. So we had a lot of opportunities to teach. Okay, next one. Also work on things. Here they're sanding a door to repaint the door. Okay, next one. Okay, and just enjoy, play games and do some sports with the kids. Okay, next one. And play some good old games like Chinese chess. We will not forget the Chinese traditions. Okay, next one. Okay, here is a hill near the campus. And you can see behind us, there's just nothing. So a very secluded place. Okay. Oh, this is after John and Will decided to have a little race. They're like, oh, let's just run up the hill as fast as we can.
And
this was the first day. And then they were, yeah, I thought they were going to die. That's how tired they were. Okay, next one. Okay, so this is with, I think, fourth grade. We were just the last day and we played some games with them. Okay, next one. Okay, this is Lydia, and she loved learning guitar. So sometimes after school, like, we would just spend time with her and play guitar. Okay, next one. Okay, this is Andrew, and after a class, so they taught the younger kids. I taught the older kids, like 11th grade, 12th grade.
两个年轻人他们在比较年轻的，在比较低一点的教室服侍，我是教十一二年级的学生。
And it's very easy to think, like, oh, it's Africa, they don't know anything. But I was teaching them quantum numbers in chemistry and centripetal motion in physics, so very advanced.
我们有时候觉得说好像非洲人大概不懂什么，可是我教他们关于化学跟物理上非常高深的一些东西。So
don't think just because they're African, they don't know anything. It's not true. Very smart people there.
不要轻看非洲人，不要以为他们是非洲人，不要轻看他们。
And then one student said, "Oh, you should come eat lunch with us." And this was their lunch.
所以这个有个学生就说，哎，要不要跟我们一起吃中饭啊？这是
Andrew was very surprised. He said, "Really, you're going to eat that? I don't even eat that." He didn't eat it.
对 Andrew 说啊，你要吃啊，我都不吃，你要吃吗？
Yeah. So I think he thought it was really cool that I ate the African food.
他觉得，诶，我还不错，我可以吃他们非洲的食物。
Okay, next one. Okay, so we brought many items there: school supplies, sports supplies. Here we brought some frisbees.
我们带了一些东西带过去，有学校的用具，还有衣服，还有这个是我一个玩具的东西。
And they love to play with that. So thank you for just everybody's donations.
他们真的很喜欢这个，所以我们谢谢大家的捐赠。
Okay, next one. Okay, this is the director Mtebe during a chapel. So in the morning, the whole school would gather and would pray together, sing, and here he's encouraging the students. And he always stresses that they're learning to be trained to be godly leaders of that country. Always stresses that.
他非常非常的强调说每一个人都是要受训练，受装备，要成为神。 神国中的一个领导的人。
Okay, next one. Okay, this is Mtebe's home. So this is the last night we just ate together.
这是最后一个晚上我们住的地方，我们与他们一起吃晚饭。
Okay, next one. Okay, this is Paula and Dan Schaefer. They're Americans from Pennsylvania.
这两位是 Paula and Dan，他们从 槟城过来。And
they were working there for the past year. A very young couple, just got married when they were maybe like 25. God called them, picked up everything, went to Tanzania. So again, just another amazing married couple of God. So John and Will worked with Paula a lot in the English classes, and Dan did the things like the doors and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, next one, I think there's only a few left. Okay, this was the last day on the way back. we stopped in another city, Dar es Salaam, just the flight stop there, and we met David's cousin, who of course is also a missionary. So as if our minds weren't, you know, challenged and blown enough already. So we know Bill Schuett, we know David Schuett, and then like, wait, your cousin's a missionary too? And they are. And we just met them like, oh, hey. And they're like, yeah, we're doing ministry here for 25 years. Very tough. They try to minister to what they call cousins, which are Muslim people. Cousins was a code word. It's a code word.
亲戚这个名词来讲回教民族。
Yeah, and very tough. Just that day, one of the workers was robbed.
在那个地方非常的艰难。那一天，他们有一个童工被抢了。
Okay, I think that's the last one. Okay, that's the last one.
这是最后一张照片。
So again, these are some of the things we did there. Many great ministries there. And it was important to go not only to honor David's memory, but to give these young people this opportunity, and to establish a connection that I think we can continue. Okay, so thank you very much. And the next group will be VBS.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting the body of Christ. I know the body of Christ is so amazing. We have people going internationally to all these different countries, and then we have the body of Christ here working locally in our own church. So as you guys know, we had VBS a few weeks ago, and I just want to say thank you so much for all your prayers leading up to and during VBS.
在几个星期前，我们有圣经的暑期儿童营，我们真是感谢你们，谢谢你们在祷告中纪念。
So this year, Stephanie and I were co-coordinators of VBS.
今年是 Stephanie 跟我 Christine 我们一起来办这个暑期营。
And it was very awesome, but very challenging.
非常美好，可是也很有许多的挑战。
It was a really stressful time, especially in the beginning while preparing. We had no idea if we would get volunteers or if even kids would come to VBS. But praise God, this year we had 33 kids signed up, or 33 kids attend VBS. And this year we also had a lot of new members of the English ministry who serve, so people like Julia and Isabella. And it's funny because only a few years ago they were also attending VBS, yes. And now they're volunteers. So it's very humbling, I think, for me to see God working in them.
We
So I guess a little bit about the VBS kids who attended. Some of them were Christians, but many of them were non-believers. So, yeah.
33位的孩子参加福音，参加这个儿童暑期营，有的是在教会里有接触，有的是完全不认的教会，不认的耶稣。
So I guess during the week, we had to ensure that the kids would leave with learning something about God.
所以我们真的要确定他们在结束这个整个一个星期结束以后，能够他们能够知道谁是耶稣。
Most of these children, they have heard of the gospel before, and they've, you know, every year they go to VBS, but they don't really do anything with that kind of information.
有的孩子虽然他们好像每年都有参加这个暑期儿童营，可是他们虽然听过耶稣，可是他们离开了以后就不晓得下一步该怎么做。
So this year, our theme for VBS was when just hometown Nazareth. So when Jesus was a kid.
我们今年的主题是在拿撒路，在主耶稣生长的那个小城镇，当主耶稣还是小孩子的时候。
So we stressed about the humanity part of Jesus, but then we also wanted to make sure to mention about God's divine nature, Jesus' divine nature.
我们要让大家看到说主耶稣他也是他是道成肉身是人，可是他也有他有带的神性。Yeah, okay, so I guess we'll explain a little bit what went on through the days of VBS. So I guess we first started off with celebration, which was when the kids came together to worship and praise the Lord.
我们第一天就是大家小孩聚集，我们一起庆祝，一起来赞美神。And
in the beginning, it was a little awkward because the kids were really shy, and they didn't really want to dance or, you know, have fun. But as the week progressed, they got a lot more active and participated a lot more.
在第一天的时候，孩子们其实蛮害羞的，他们不愿意一起跳舞，不愿意一起敬拜。可是每一天过去以后，他们就开始。
And we also had something called hometown huddle. So I guess like one of the things I wanted to mention is that all these chairs that you guys are all sitting on right now, with the help of a lot of people, we cleared all of these chairs. We put them in the room next to the library, and then we set up tents, yeah, which Young Life provided with us. So thank you so much for those tents.
在那个星期，我们把这个所有的椅子都搬离了，全部放在后面的教室。然后我们在这边设了五个帐篷，都是青年亚裔青年组他们提供的。And
so within these tents, we would do this activity called Hometown Huddle, and this is where the kids would meet their tribe leaders, learn about the theme of the day, memorize the Bible verse, and just for the tribe leaders to gauge. Where these kids were in their relationship to God.
在每一个帐篷有五个不同的小组，都有小组长，他们会在这个帐篷里头与他们的小组长有一天交通，有一天那个知道到底是那一天他们要学的圣经的经节，要学到跟主耶稣怎么样的建立关系。
And we also had this thing called Mary's House, and Mary's House is run by Auntie Gloria and Auntie Teresa, where. or Sister Teresa, where we would, all the kids would just gather and they would pretend that they were Mary, and give just kind of like the lesson for the day.
我们另外还有两个，是玛利亚的家，一个是Gloria 阿姨，一个是Teresa 姐姐，我们两个人就是好像他们是玛利亚。 欢迎这些孩子们到他的家里来，他们跟我们跟他们讲故事。And
then we had something called Marketplace, which was extracurricular activities to reinforce the lesson of the day.
我们另外还有就是有像那个市场一样，有不同的市场，让孩子们到各个的市场里头去学活动。And
we also did fun and games, and we also had snack time.
我们还做游戏，我们有吃一点，吃一点 东西.
Yeah. And we ended the day with celebration. And after all the kids left, everyone who served, we all had debrief and we all sat together in a circle and we prayed and talked about how the day went.
在结束以前，孩子们跟我们在一起，再有一点点的庆祝，然后孩子们回家以后，所有的服侍的同工会留下来，再把那一天所做的一切，有什么心得要需要在交通要分享的，然后再祷告中，我们结束一天的活动。
I guess this experience definitely was, I guess, really hard for Christine and I. As we came together, we noticed that we're pretty two different people.
两个人一起同工是蛮困难的，因为我们没有同工过。可是我们真的是两个非常不同的，有不同的做法，不同完全不同的人。
So one thing I noticed is that I'm a type of person who I like to plan things on the spot, and I would like to work on my feet. And so I can improvise very well without planning, and I can just kind of, whatever happens, I can just go with it.
我是一个不喜欢事先有做准备，不想事先有预备一切的。我就是当时发生了什么事情，我马上就可以反应过来，我可以顺着当时的情形走的人。
Versus, I guess, me planning beforehand and just trying to organize everything before everything, the event.
我呢，我要把所有的事情都要事先完完全全的计划好、安排好，这样我才知道我下一步该怎么走。
So you can imagine working together was a very interesting experience.
所以我们两个彼此配搭的时候，实在是一个很有趣的经验。
But one of the difficulties that Stephanie ran into was having to do with Mary's house, where we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to do some type of altar call where we invite the kids to accept Jesus.
其中有一项就是说，我们两个要决定说，在跟玛利亚在玛利亚的家里头要。 传讲福音的时候，有一堂的课是应该要与大家与孩子们一起，要告诉他们福音的重要，要希望能够呼召他们能够归向主。
That was something that was not originally in the schedule beforehand.
那这一项呢，不是在我们事先安排的计划当中。And
we both had two different perspectives, so it was, I guess, it was hard to compromise at first.
因为我们都有不同的想法，所以我们刚开始我们没有办法达到一个协议。
What else? But praise God, everything ended up working out.
可是我们真是感谢主，到了终点的时候，每一项的事情都是在主里头，我们能够完成。
Yeah, VBS was definitely a success. It was amazing to see the kids who started off as non-believers become more curious and just more interested.
真的是很感谢主，在这一个营会快要结束的时候，我们看到有许许多的孩童，他们真的是对主有了兴趣，有了渴慕，真的愿意能够希望能够更多的来认识主。
And I think the thing about VBS is that I feel like a lot of the times, children's ministry is not something that is taken very seriously.
我觉得说好像很多人对儿童主日不是很注重。
But I believe that it's very important for children to learn about Jesus and for them to learn about their identity, especially when they're very young.
可是我们学到说，在孩子们小的时候，真的是希望能够让他们能看到他们自己是什么样的人，能够看到耶稣是什么。So
one of the things that I think I've noticed is that a lot of children, they were kind of like not sure, like whether or not they're Christian. Like, oh, I mean, I go to church.
我们也看到有许多孩子，他们不确定他们到底是，他们虽然说他们到教会，但他们不确定他们到底是什么样的人。
And I really believe that it's very important for children to take their faith seriously.
我真的很，我相信小孩子他也可以让他所相信的能够很严肃的来看待他们。
And they do have the capabilities and the ability to understand that Jesus did die for the sins and that they do have hope in him.
他们也能够看得见，他们也能够清楚的看见说他们。 And 在耶稣里头他们有盼望。
And that VBS isn't just, you know, a place where the parents drop them off and then like they just play around and then go home at the end of the day.
这个暑期和儿童的圣经营不是只是单单让父母们把小孩子放下来，让孩子玩了玩个半天然后就走。
I believe that a lot of seeds were planted during VBS.
我相信有许许多多的种子是埋葬，已经埋下来了。
So continue to pray for these children.
我们但愿每一个我们能够。继续的为这些孩童们祷告。
So we just want to give thanks and just shout out to the people who were helping out with BBS and yeah. So thank you so much to Christina Wu for just, I guess, showing us the ropes and just like what to do. And then Pastor King and Mrs. King
for praying for us. Yeah. And a lot of the IEs prayed for us.
Yeah, and then Auntie Gloria and Teresa for being willing to serve as Mary. And then, you know, AYL once again for coming in with those tents. And then, I guess just all the volunteers for just your willingness and the heart to serve these kids. I know it wasn't easy to give up a week of summer, but thank you so much for just coming in. And I really encourage... the youth group next year to serve. I know that Christy and I, it was definitely hard at first, but I think it was a really rewarding experience.
我们感谢很多许许多多人，就是 Christina Wu， 还有金弟兄，还有小荣，他们在各样的方面这样的支持我们，来带领我们，也在祷告中纪念我们。也感谢许许多多弟兄姐妹。无论是在财务上，无论是在体力上，还有亚裔青年会这样子在我们需要的用具上来这样的支持我们。我们但愿明年能够英语组的年轻的弟兄年轻的弟兄姐妹能够起来在这个服事上继续的来服事。至于我们两个，我们真的学到许多，不仅仅是同工，也在组里头配搭。
I also know that there are a lot of people who wanted to help but who couldn't make it. But thank you guys for help setting up. Thank you guys for praying during the week, even though a lot of you guys weren't there physically.
我们也知道有许多人不能在那个星期中不能来参与，因为工作上的需要，因为其他的需要。可是我们也感谢你在祷告中，在其他的事上这样的纪念我。谢谢。
So yeah, we have a short video, kind of just memories. Memories down the lane. down memory lane.
我们准备了一小段的那个短片，让大家看看我们那一周的活动。
Yeah, thank you. Thank you
Okay, thank you very much, VBS team.
谢谢，暑期营的组员。
I was here a few days for that, just to help, you know, take pictures and observe.
我来过，在那个期间，我来过几天，就是来帮忙和照片。
Yeah, and like they said, it was very good, very well run, very energetic.
整个活动非常的好，非常的带有活力。
And to see some of the volunteers, 18, 19, 20 years old, just giving up their time and energy and using their talents, it was very good.
看到许许多多人在这边服侍17、18，奉献他们的时间还有他们的精力，真的非常好。
And as for the children, the little kids,
对那个小小的孩子们,
let me tell you, some of your kids are... Not some of your kids. All of your kids are beautiful, amazing, wonderful children of God.
每一个孩子都是很美，在都是在主里头，都是非常美，非常。
And I hope you see them as precious in your eyes, but they're definitely precious in God's eyes.
我希望在你们的眼里头，他们都是宝贝的，因为在神眼中他们是宝贝。
And even though they are very young, let us not ignore their faith. Some of them already have great faith.
虽然他们很年轻，可是不要轻忽了他们的信仰，因为他们实在他们有他们的信仰。
Yeah, so God definitely did great things through VBS.
神在这一次的儿童暑期营做了奇妙的工作。
Okay, our final part of the sharing is Asian Young Life.
我们最后一部分是关于亚洲青年团役的活动。
So first will be... Is that right? Christina and Maria.
是Christina跟Maria。
For those of you who don't know what Saranac is, it's a trip to a camp called a camp in Saranac, camp near Saranac Lake in upstate New York.
在座的，如果你们不太清楚这个 Saranac 是这个旗营是什么，是在纽约上州的地方叫 Saranac.
And this camp is owned by Asian Young Life. No, not Asian Young Life. Young is owned by Young Life.
这个营地呢是青年团契他们所拥有的。
And what we do is we spend 6 days and 5 nights there.
我们在那边有六天五夜的活动。
And what we do is it's a week of a lot of activities like tubing and parasailing and water skiing and a lot of stuff.
我们在那边有许许多多的活动，有水上的活动，有大部分都是水上的活动。
Yeah. And even though there are a lot of fun activities, Saranac isn't just activities. There is also a lot of really good food, and the facilities are all really clean. And at the end of the day, there's always a message about God and His unconditional love.
在那个地方有很许许多多很好玩的活动，我们吃的也很好，营地也很干净，然后每一天活动到了傍晚的时候。 我们就会学到有信息关于神他无止息的爱。
Yeah. And at the end of every day, we would discuss the message and just reflect over it.
信息完了以后，我们在晚上的时候，我们再会分享我们所领受到的信息。
And I went to Saranac this year as a second timer, so all the surprises and fun parts about Saranac I already knew about.
这是我第二年到这个营地去，所以有许许多多，我已经有了经验，所以不是很稀奇，对我来说不是很稀奇。
As a second timer, I was expecting to know everything, and I felt really cool as a second timer.
因为我是第二次去了，所以我对那边算是蛮熟悉的了。
But I realized that my memory isn't that good, and I forgot about a lot of stuff.
可是我到了那边，我才发现我其实我的记忆不是很好，我还是忘了许多事情。
So as a second timer, there were a lot of surprises. There were still a lot of surprises, and I had a lot of fun.
所以我虽然是第二次去，我还是有很许许多的遇到很多惊奇的事情，我还是有许多的好玩的事情。
And going as a second timer, I was really excited about seeing everyone's reaction to the surprises, especially the first timers.
在那边看到第一次去的人，他们对各样事情的惊奇，实在对我来说是蛮好玩的。
And as a first time, when I went in my first year, I didn't know a lot of people, so it was great meeting new people. But in this year, as a second timer, I knew a lot of people, so I felt really cool too.
第一年去的时候，我不认得很多人。今年我去，我又遇到了以前认识的人，对我来说真的很好。
And this year, the whole week that we went to Saranac, the weather told us that it was going to rain, so I was really worried.
我们在去以前。那个星期本来是说要下雨
and it did rain a lot, but surprisingly everyone took it really well, and there were a lot of people playing in the rain and just dancing and having fun, and it was really great.
虽然我们在那边是下了雨，可是大家能够在雨中还能够玩耍，大家在雨中跳舞，实在很享乐。
And going a second time, I realized that there was a lot more to Saranac than justThe activities and the message.
第二次到再回到这个营地，我发现其实有与就是表面上的活动玩耍，还有信息，还有更深的意义。
I was able to see a lot of people that I saw at Campaigners, which is an Aging on Life work, event, and I was able to see a lot of people come to Christ and just.Break down in front of the message, and it was really amazing.
在那边我看到有许许多多的年轻人。虽然在周间的时候，我们有其他的活动看到他们，可是，在那个营地的时候，我看到他们能够愿意归向主，愿意能够在痛哭流涕中能够看到主。
I was also able to see the reaction of how much God loves us.And I was able to see how people who weren't really Christian and didn't really want to be with God react to it. And it was amazing just seeing a lot of people that I knew that were stubborn about, like, oh, I don't want to know God, actually come to know God.
我在那边也看到许多对神对他们的呼召的感应回应，有许多人其实是心里蛮硬的，一直都不愿意来接受神，可是在那边他们有了回转。
That was Saranac.
那是在Saranac的活动。
Hi, my name is Maria. For those who don't know me, I am Gerald's wife.
我是 Maria, 我是 Gerald 的姐妹。
我是韩国人。
I'm Korean.
One of the things that we are blessed by EBCC is that they have been very supportive of Asian Young Life.
对天成教会来说，我们真的很感谢，因为天成对亚裔青年团契是非常的支持。
And so a lot of EBCC people or kids have been participating this year.
所以今年有许多天成的年轻的弟兄姐妹有参与。
So one of the things that we focus in Saranac is just outreach and taking.Kids that don't go to church, but being able to show the message of God.
我们主要的传福音的对象是那些不认识主的外面的孩子们。我们愿意借着这个营地，让他们把他们带到主的面前来。
So one way we do that is through friendships and relationships.
我们有一个方法就是与他们建立很朋友的关系，从友情上面来吸引他们。
So we encourage kids to bring their friends. So you can see here in the picture, Christina and her friends.
我们就是很鼓励我们教会的年轻的孩子们，邀请他们的朋友到这个营地去。
And also, friends that are not Christian are able to come to this camp.
所以许许多多不认识主的孩子们能够到这个营地来。
So you see here Adalia and her friend.
所以你看到 Adalia 跟她的朋友。
And also you can see some of ABCC high school kids here, like Jonathan Wang, weightboarding, and William weightboarding. He's able to stand up. It's very difficult. And so we do a lot of fun activities for these kids, memorable to the point where they say, oh, this was the best week of my life.
所以我们您刚刚也看到了年轻的人在这边有滑雪啊这些活动，让他们觉得说这个星期是他们这一生最难忘的一个星期。So
here you see John Chow with his friends as well.
在这边也看到他们的朋友。And
here is Mike. Mike is a leader with Asian Young Life.
这边你看到 Mike，Mike他是亚裔青年团里头的一个领导的人。
And he's parasailing with one of his students or one of his kids in his cabin.
他们在这个地方是降落伞的那个，坐那个降落伞。And
as you can see on their faces, they're having lots of fun.
所以你看到他们有许多非常好玩的。
After every night, there is a speaker who speaks about the Word of God.
每一个晚上有一个讲员会传讲神的话。And
we talk about the things that matter to high school kids the most.
我们大部分是与高中学生相关的信息。Which
is identifying themselves in society and also figuring out who they are and where they belong.
要让他们能够看看他们在这个社会中，他们应该是什么样的人，他们应该要属于什么样，他们的归属感在哪里。And
a lot of kids identify with these things. They want to feel acknowledged, accepted, and loved.
他们在这许许多多的这些中间，他们能够认同，他们知道，他们应该，他们想要知道他们要往哪里走。Can
you go back? But some of the things that they find their acceptances as the speaker has here, like alcohol and relationships and things that are not focused on God.
所以他们也看到了，比如说在这地方这个讲员所说的酗酒啊，或者是他们男女朋友关系上面啊，他们的观念啊，是不是与神的信息能够是符合神的教导吗？
So we try to tell them that there's something else, and there is God who can fill their life and their emptiness.
我们就是告诉他们说，在这一切的事情以外，有一位神能够满足他们心里的空虚的需要。So
we talk about things that we feel, insecurities that we have, feelings that we feel.
我们跟他们讨论到他们感觉到不安全的地方。
And this gives us an opportunity to talk to the kids about personal things that's going on in their life that they don't share with their friends.
所以在这个时候我们也在跟他们谈到他们其实他们心里头有许多事情，他们是不愿意跟他们的朋友来交通的。And
so these are the leaders that go to camp with the kids.
这些是在那个营地中带领的小组长。
And these leaders go to camp and come home with them and follow up with them after camp.
他们在营地中带着他们的组员，他们回来以后，他们也会再继续的与他们的队员里头有联系。
So this year was special because we had the opportunity of having Stephanie as our leadership team, and that was great because she came right after VBS, so it's amazing how she did all of it.
今年很荣幸我们有 Stephanie, 她就是在儿童暑期营结束以后就继续来这个亚裔青年活动营。
And these are the, this is Stephanie's cabin. These are the girls. They're juniors and seniors, or seniors that are graduating and going to college.
This is Stephanie. 她的组员有高中生，也有即将上大学的。
And the camp is designed so that we have a lot of one-on-one time with kids.
在那边的活动，我们有预备了有一对一的交通。
So you can see Stephanie hanging out with her one of her cabin girls.
所以你在这边看到 Stephanie 跟她其中的一个组员来交谈。
And also we had a special guest, Adalia's parents, come to Saranac as adult guests.
我们也邀请了成年人，在这边看到了 Adalia 的父母是我们今年邀请的成年客人。
So they stayed at Saranac, and they got to watch everything that we did, and they got to participate in activities.
他们在那边营地跟我们一起，他看到我们所有的活动，也参与许许多多的活动。
So I encourage you, if you have any questions, you're wondering what Saranac is about, please go talk to them. I'm sure they have a lot to say.
如果你想知道更进一步关于Saranac的活动，你欢迎你跟他们。 交谈，他们我相信他们可以跟你们分享他们的经历。
And also, if you are interested in coming to Saranac as an adult guest, you can talk to one of the leaders.
如果你也愿意来参加我们的活动，你也可以欢迎你跟我们联络。
This is my cabin. I don't know if you can see everyone.
这是我的组员。
And one of the things that we need prayers for is that we need more leaders.
我们需要大家带导的是我们需要更多的 领导的人，带领的人。
This is my cabin, and I had 16 girls in my cabin.
这是我的组员，在我的组员，我总共有16个女孩子跟我。
And 16 can be a lot to handle all at once.
16个成员是对我来说是有点负担，有点重。
So if you have a heart to serve young people, or if you know of somebody that is interested in serving, please let us know.
如果你知道或者你有心, 愿意来服侍这些年轻的人, 年轻人, 希望你能够让我们知道。
This year we took 94 people, students and leaders together.
今年我们总共有94位 成员 还有我们的领导的带领的弟兄姐妹
And we're planning to take 110 next year
我们希望下一年我们能够达到110人
So we need a lot of prayer and support and more leaders
我们真的需要许许多多更多的祷告 还有更多的带领的人 还有你们的支持
So thank you for all the support that you have given to Asian Young Life. We were able to grow this much because of your support.
因为大家的支持，我们才能够成长。谢谢。Thank
you.
谢谢。
Just thinking back on it, I've just seen how this is a long-lasting ministry, and many of our families have been involved.
我在回顾这个 这个亚裔青年的这个团契，我们实在过去了很多年。
So I just think of all the siblings that have gone.
我想到了许许多多的他们的弟兄姐妹。
Your children.
你的孩子。
I think of John and Christina Chow.
我想到了 John 跟他的姐姐。
Will and John Lin.
William 跟他的哥哥。
John and Jeremy Wang.
Jonathan 跟他的哥哥 Jeremy.
Josh and Jake Lee.
Josh and Jake Lee.
Just. A lot of people, and we hope that will continue.
我们看到过去有许许多弟兄姐妹一起去。
Stephanie Ho and Yi Chao Ho.
Stephanie 跟她的哥哥 Yi Chao 以前也去。
Okay, so we hope that will continue, and the final also about Young Life, it's a different camp called Capernaum Camp. So that's Gerald and Will, come on up.
我们还有一个亚裔青年所服侍的是加百农的残障营会，是 William 跟 Gerald 来分享。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
Thank you so much for just being such a huge support for us and for the ministry reaching out to teenagers.
谢谢你们让我们能够在这个服事上能够支持我们。
Today, I'm going to share with you a little bit about another ministry called Capernaum.
现在我要跟大家分享的是，我们有另外一个服事，是我们叫加百农的服事。
And just like Mike shared earlier, many of your children actually through the years have gone to Capernaum.
就像刚才 Mike 说的，在你们当中的你们的孩子们在过去也有参与加百农的服事。
And the goal and purpose of Capernaum is to help and serve teenagers with disabilities.
在加百农的服事，我们强调的是 让青年人能够，年轻的人能够在服事那些残障的，身体上有残障的。
So these are teenagers that oftentimes have a physical disability, but also we worked with teenagers that also have mental disabilities as well.
在这些残障的年轻人，他们不有的是在身体上有残障，有的也是在精神上也是残障的。我们在这个营地里头来服侍他们。
And I do want to share a verse with you. If Mike can put that up, great. This is from Matthew 25, 34 to 36.
这是在马太福音二十四章三十四到三十六节。
And I'm going to read this verse and share a little bit about how this connects to the ministry of Capernaum.
我要从这段经文里头来与大家分享。到底我们加百农的服事是怎么出来的？
It says, Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
所以在这地方就是说这个王就对他的外面左右边的人说来你要在我的父家要得到祝福因为你要得到你的奖赏在神国里头有为你预备了就是在起初为你预备的因为当我饥饿的时候你给我吃当我饥渴的时候你给我喝虽然我是对你来说是一个陌生人可是你邀请我到你的家中当我需要衣服的时候你给我衣服当我生病的时候你照顾我所以当我在监牢的时候你来看望我
This verse tells us that as Christians we are called to serve those who are in need
在这段经文里头看我们看到我们基督徒是应该要在各样需要的地方我们需要来服侍
Not only those who are in need but those who are seen as the lowest in society
不仅仅是要服侍那些需要的更是要服侍那些在社会中不被重视的人
A lot of these teenagers with disabilities they do not have friends like regular high school students.
这些在身体上、在精神上有残障的这些年轻人，他们在这个实在说来，他们没有朋友来看他们。
Many of them, because of their disability, can't even go to school, so they're staying home for 360 days of the year.
许多他们这些残障的人，因为他们身体上的限制，他们没有上学，所以他们实实在在是在家里头。一年三百六十五天。
And as a society, we forget about them.
就像在一个社会中，其实他们是被遗忘的一群。
But here in the Capernaum ministry, we treat them as if they are Jesus.
我们在这个加百农的这个营地里头，我们看待他们就像看待耶稣一样。
And we want to give them a full camp experience, just as regular high school students can go to camp.
我们但愿在这个加百农的这营地里头，让他们能够经历到，就像普通正常的孩童在营地里头所经历的，我们要带给他们相同的经历。
So I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of how we do that.
我们要给你看看几个照片。
Here's William. So, like I said. Over the years, there are many students from EBCC who've come join us. This year, William came to join us, and here he is. He's helping Clifford, who's sitting on the horse. He's helping Clifford ride this horse.
今年就像刚刚说的，以往有许多 EBCC 的小孩到来参加这个服事。今年 William 来，所以刚刚那个孩子他帮他的骑马的经历。
And when I say riding the horse, we're helping. We're even helping students who sit in a wheelchair. They can't even walk. That this is the horse and the saddle is specially designed so that these guys can ride on a horse for the first time in their life.
所以我说骑马这些人他们是其实平常是坐在轮椅上面，他们没有办法。走路的那个马鞭马鞍是特别制造所以让他们能够坐在上面第一次有这骑马的经验
I'll give you another example the next picture this is the ropes course the ropes I don't know how to say
这是像一个吊绳一样的这样吊绳绳索
and many of the teenagers they've never seen anything like this.
有许多的在那边的人，他们没有看过这样的东西。
In their minds, they don't think they can even do this because of their disability.
在他们的心里头，他们想，因为他们的残障，他们没有办法做这些事情。
But here, you can see that William And many of the other teenagers like William went there to help these kids so that they can do the ropes course.
对，到那边去，我们帮助这些残障的孩子们来能够做这些东西。
And in this picture, you see that the camp has a special seat just for kids who can't walk.
所以你可以看到那边我们有设计了特别的椅子，让他们这些不能走路的孩子们可以坐在上面。
And William and other helpers, they would walk through the ropes course with these kids.
所以在帮助的像William他们，他们其实是跟着这个绳，跟着这个椅子，跟着这绳索走的，来照顾他们。
Mike, can you just next picture? So here's William with Clifford, as you see earlier. And one of the things that happened is William and other kids that we've brought there, other helpers that we brought there, they learn what it means to serve and what it means to help those who are in need.
所以这是William跟Clifford刚刚骑马的，他们到那边学到说他们学到怎么来帮助那些需要被帮助的人。
Here's William with David.
这是William跟David.
And I want to say something important about this picture. Some of these kids, because of their disability, they can't even talk.
我要想说的，因为在这边很多营地，在那个营地，许多孩子们因为他们的残障的问题，他们其实是不能说话的，不说话的。
And I just want to say something. I hope I'm not embarrassing William here, but he did such an amazing job just spending time with David. And David, because he can't really like talk that well, he never really said things like thank you. He never, you know, he doesn't. There's no communication almost.
像在这边, David, 其实他因为他的残障，他的限制，他其实不怎么说话，他不能说话，他也没有办法对William说谢谢。
So I think, you know, that just goes to show, I think, the, you know, the kind of love that a lot of our the helpers that we brought have, because they're doing all this and they may not even hear any, you know, any type of verbal affirmation back.
所以这边我们对这些去残障营的这些孩子们，这些年轻人说，虽然他们没有很多回报，可是因为在主里的爱，他们能愿意来个分享主的爱。
And just like a regular camp that Christina and Maria talked about, we also present the gospel message to these teenagers.
就像刚刚Maria跟Christina分享，在Serenade他们有信息，在这个地方我们也有信息来传讲主耶稣的救恩。
And here you see that the speaker is giving an incredibly important message. The speaker is saying to these, to our friends here, all right, that you are made by God and that you're special.
在这边这个讲员就说，他讲了非常特殊的信息，就告诉每一个在那边的孩童们说，你是神所造的，你是神眼中特就是宝贝的。Now
we all need to hear that message, but especially for those teenagers with disabilities who've been ignored by the world, who are looked down upon, who are on the low, you know, who are considered low in society, this is an incredibly powerful message.
我们当然我们都很喜欢听到那样的信息，可是对他们来说，他们有的残疾、有残障，他们在社会上不被重视，甚至是忽略的，对这个信息对他们来说真的是很宝贵。
After the usually the camp is over usually around 9 o'clock, and then after 9 o'clock, the helpers like William, they also have a Bible study.
每一天到了九点钟以后。 这些去服侍的这些他们这些年轻人，他们也有圣经上的教导。So
here's a picture of the Bible study that some of our helpers are going to.
在这个地方你就看到，就是九点钟以后他们圣经学习的这个课程。And
sometimes being a helper can be really, really, really hard. So we use this time to encourage each other too.
当然，一天下来的活动对他们来说很艰难。 所以在这段时间，我们也鼓励他们，给他们鼓励。
You know, one of the amazing things that we've also seen at Capernaum Camp is that we have kids, we have helpers who come with us, and they actually come to know the Lord through this camp.
我们在这个在加百农营里头有许多。 孩子们跟我们一起服侍，也是经过了这个营地，让他们能够认识主。
The camp is not really for the helpers, but because they see God's work at that camp and they're so moved by it that they come to know Jesus.
来在这个营地来做事来服侍的人，有的可能不是基督徒，可是因为看到我们的作为，看到这些残障孩子的回应，他们也能够认识主人，愿意接受主。
So the boy on top of this picture, his name is Matt. That's what happened to him. He when he came to camp, he really wasn't a Christian. He wanted just to help, but after going through this camp and after seeing God work, in the lives of these teenagers, he just said, this has to be real, you know.
在那个照片上看到那个是 Matt， 他只是愿意来帮忙，他不认识主，可是他看到主耶稣在这些孩子们身上的作为，他觉得说这真的是一个很真实的，所以他愿意来回转归向主。
Here's kind of an interesting picture. I also want you to know that in Young Life, we actually do have missions out in China. And I didn't know this when I was there at camp. I met two college students from China who came to help work at the camp.
我其实原来不知道青年团契有到中国去，有在中国也有活动有影响。这两位是从中国来的，因为今天青年团契的关系，所以他们也在加百农的营地里头来服侍。
So at camp, when I saw these two Asian people, I was like, okay, I have to go talk to them.
所以在营地的时候，我看到两个中国人，所以我说我要跟他们有点交通。
And it's amazing how God works in a different part of the world and brings people to, you know, to in America here to serve.
我们看到神的作为在世界不同的角落，做了奇妙的工作，把这些人，然后把这两位带到美国来服侍。
So that's the Capernaum ministry, and if you have any questions about it, you can ask myself or Maria or Mike or Brian. We would love to talk to you more about it, but we love this ministry. I'm going to give William a chance to talk about it too.
So. 这是我们在加百农的服事，现在是 William 他的分享。
Hello, everyone.
大家好。
Delta. Yeah, I was very blessed to be able to go on this trip to Capernaum Camp.
我到这个加百农这个营地非常蒙福。
Yeah, like people said before, I think, you know, like our church, be able to send people to different places, different kind of ministries is very, it's very cool.
就像在我先前弟兄姐妹分享，我们教会真的是能够送出弟兄姐妹到各样的各样的工厂里头去工作，非常好。
So it does resemble the kingdom of God. You know, we have people going to Africa and people reaching out to high schoolers, and there's people reaching out to these kinds of people too.
实实在在的彰显神国的工，不仅仅是到非洲，到青年团契，然后现在是到残障的团契去。
So I'm going to talk more about my specific experience and the people I worked with.
我要与大家分享是我自己个人的经历。
So the group I was working with, they're from Ohio.
我服侍的这个团呢，它是从Ohio 州来的。
So a group of guys. This is some of them. Picture of some of them.
就是这些，就是其中的一部分的人。
Yeah. So like Gerald said, the kids with disabilities, they were different kinds. So for example, some were on wheelchairs, some had mental disabilities, some were kind of normal to you, but they still had some kind of disability.
在那边残障的人，就像刚刚 Gerald 说的，有的是身体的残障，有的是精神的残障，有的是就是各方面，有的人你看不出来有残障的地方在，可是他们就是跟普通人不一样。
Yeah, so in this group, there were three kind of groups I put into. There were two kids with wheelchairs and. Yeah.
在我的这一团里头呢，有两位是要坐轮椅。
So the one in the middle that my arms around, and the one on the side going like this. So they were on wheelchairs.
有两位，就是一个是我手搭着的，一个在旁边的，他们是坐在轮椅上。
Yeah, so Chad and Alex, but so you would think that, you know, people with wheelchairs, they're kind of can't really do much.
你会觉得说，好像坐轮椅的人好像不能许多事情，他们有限制。
But I remember the first day I went, I saw them. like themselves climbing up the stairs without a wheelchair, like they themselves climbed up.
可是我第一个晚上到了地方的时候，我看到他们爬楼梯。
And they're able to, like, you know, dress themselves and do a lot of things that you wouldn't think they would be able to do.
你看，我也看到他们在生活上，他们能够自己照顾自己。我们好像觉得说他们没有办法自己照顾自己。And
on top of that, I think they, Chad and Alex, they were the two most bravest and most like enthusiastic people in the whole group.
可是他，然后这两个呢，真的是他们非常勇敢，也非常有热情。
So they were very excited to be able to do like the ropes course you saw earlier, or also like the zip line and slide. They really want to do that, and they were always saying like, "Oh, I could do it," you know, like I'm going to do it.
对各种的活动，就像刚刚过那个吊绳索，他们都觉得他们都要做，他们都很想去做。
So I just thought that was very encouraging and very, you know, very awesome to watch.
对我来说，真的很激励，让我也看到他们这么热情的要做。
Okay, and then another kind like type of people I saw there was people who were kind of, they seemed kind of normal to you, like they were able to talk to you and do things, but you knew that there was something kind of wrong with them.
另外在那里头有的人是他们就是不跟你说话，你知道他们哪里不对，可是你没有办法说出来他们哪里不对。
Okay, so for this one, Steve on the side on the left, going like this, he was, you know, he was very outgoing, like you could talk to him well and you would talk about lots of things. When we had our discussion times in our cabins, many of them had, when we were talking about, you know, this God and what we heard about in the message, they had a lot of very interesting, very insightful things about what they heard.
当我们在讨论关于神的事情的时候，他们好像也有不同的看见。And
you could tell that they also really loved God.
你可以看到他们说他们也很非常爱主。So
I thought it was very, you know, amazing to see these kids, or these campers, be able to hear and receive the message and be able to talk about it.
所以我们也看到说，当他们听到听完了信息后，他们自己能够消化，能够有他们自己的想法。
Yeah, so on the side, Anthony on the right, he's another one of those campers.
在那个Anthony也是像这一类的人。
Okay, and then the third kind of person, or yeah, the third part, is people who are more, it's more obvious you can see their disability.
第三种的人就是说，好像你一眼就看到他们，你就知道他是跟正常人不一样的。So
for many of us helpers, you know, when we signed up to go to this camp and serve, we were sometimes a little bit, you know, scared or a little nervous because it was for most of us, it was our first time encountering and being to work with kids like David here.
对我们来说，我们刚开始说我们愿意去服侍，对这样的服侍有份的时候，我们对我们来说其实是蛮害怕畏惧的，因为我们从来没有这样对残障的人有。
So there are many challenges for us. Some of us had to push the wheelchairs around all day, and other of us had to find a way to be able to communicate and to love these people.
我们要学怎么来推那个轮椅，我们要学习到怎么与这些不愿意跟人家有交通的人，来与他们能够有一些沟通的管道，要建立那沟通的管道。So
my experience with David, he didn't really talk much, like Gerald said, and he also made, you know, very strange noises, like he would scream a lot, jump randomly. And also he would, he always wanted to go home. He would say, "Oh, I want to go home. When are we going home?" And also he would, like here, he would also try to hug you or put his arm around you really tight.
所以那他就每天都很想说，我都在问说我要回家，我想回家，我什么时候回家？那在这个地方，他就有时候会要来抱我，可是他抱我的时候就抱得很紧。So
sometimes it was, I mean, at first it was like, oh, okay, you know, you're hugging me, and I was like, yes. But then, like after a while, he would do that many, many times.
我第一次经历的时候，觉得哦，他只是想来抱抱我，可是他常常这样做，他就是抱得很紧。
So sometimes it was, you know, honest. It was very uncomfortable. You know, they would do that a lot.
到了一个地步，我觉得有点不舒服了。
But over time, as we spent more and more time with our buddies, I think for all of us helpers, we learned not only patience, but also to really love these people.
可是经过了这段时间，我们也学到说，我们对这些人不仅是爱他们，我们也对他们要有耐心。
So just spending time with them, doing activities with them, we really create a friendship.
对，经由了一些的活动，我们与他们有建立了很好的友情。
And it really taught us a lot, you know, just seeing how, you know, how happy they are and how joyful they are, and you know how they are indeed created and made by God.
我们也看到他们的态度的转变，他们更开心、更喜乐。我们也看到了神，他们真的是属于神的。
So, yeah, one of the speakers, during our leaders, helpers Bible study, he also mentioned how you know God did call us to serve these kind of people.
在我们每天晚上的查经的活动中间，有一个讲员告诉我们。神就是要呼召我们来对这些要服侍这些人。
So he taught us like if you truly love Jesus, you would also love these people too.
所以他说，如果你真的是爱主，你也会爱这些人。
So I do think that this experience allowed me to do that, and it really opened up my, you know, my eyes to these kind of people and how they also need to experience God's love also.
对，经过了这个服侍，让把我的眼睛打开了，我看到说。主爱我们，这些人更需要主来爱他们。
So yeah, thank you for everyone's support in making this trip possible.
谢谢大家的支持，让我们这个服事能够继续。谢谢。
Okay, thank you for all the sharing.
谢谢大家。
We will be skipping the communion service.
我们今天因为时间关系，我们今天没有薄饼。
But there will be just a very brief message to wrap things up. At this time, if you need to use the restroom or check on your children or something, please go ahead and do that.
我们会有很短的一个信息的分享。如果这个时候你需要来看看你的小孩子，那请你去。
Okay, I'll go there or stay here.
Adults, and just say hi and just say thank you, or just give them encourage and give them a hug. So, why don't we do that now?
Oh, yeah. Probably just paraphrase. Just paraphrase some of this. So I'm going to go there. Oh, okay. Okay.
OK， 那我们就准备就坐了，好吧？再有个十分钟，我们能够领受一点主的话语，我们就尽量做好。
That's okay.
So we just heard a lot of sharing from many different ministries.
我们刚刚听到了许多不同的服事，不同的宣教的活动。
And everyone who was a participant of that would probably say that they felt very close to God doing those things.
每一个在里头参与的人都觉得说，在那个他们的经历是觉得他们很接近主。
And I think whenever we do ministry, that is very true.
当我们在各样的服事上的时候，这个经历是真实的。
There are three things you'll find in common that I'll highlight.
有三件事情我来强调一下。
The first is to connect with God, we have to disconnect from the world.
我想到说，我们当我们跟主连接的时候，我们要与这世界上要分离。
Did you know that Jesus oftentimes went to pray by himself?
你们有没有看到主耶稣常常他是一个人独自祷告的？
Many times the Bible says he would go to a lonely place or a mountainside or a solitary place to pray.
在圣经上常常记载到主耶稣他祷告的时候是在单独一个人，或在山上，或是在一个没有人的地方。
Jesus never did something important without praying to God.
主耶稣从来没有在做一个很重要的事的时候没有祷告。
Before he fed the 5,000.
在他为五千人吃饱的时候。
Before he walked on water.
在他在海上行走以前。
Before the transfiguration.
在他在山上变化山上的以前。
Before he was crucified.
在他在要在受在十字架上受死以前。
Jesus always got away so that he could listen to God's voice and not be distracted.
他总是在那个各样的事情以前离开，一个人能够听到父神与他说话。
We need to follow this example also.
我们也要去跟主耶稣学习他的样式。
Aren't we too busy sometimes?
我们是不是在许许多的事上太忙碌了？
And even when we're not, don't we make ourselves so busy?
即使我们不忙碌，我们有的时候是让自己忙碌。
With your phones and computers and taking pictures and posting things online.
借着你的电话、你的电脑、借着照片，你。常常在网络上这么样的忙碌。
It's so easy to distract ourselves.
常常让我们分了心。
At these ministries that we just talked about, we had the chance to do this, to disconnect from this.
在刚刚我们所分享的这些宣教这些活动中，我们让我们自己能够与这世界上分别出来。
In Tanzania, there was internet, but usually it didn't work.
在坦桑尼亚虽然有网络，可是不是很好。
For half the day, there was no electricity.
有大概有半天没有电。
So we would have to just talk to each other, to play games that don't require electricity, to just sing and be together.
所以在那段时间，我们就要彼此交谈，我们所以玩游戏或者是我们唱歌，就是让我们有一个安静的时间。
Go outside, look at the stars.
所以我们到外头或者是到外头去，我们看看天上的星象。
During VBS, there were no movies or video games. They would just sing and read the Bible together and play games.
在儿童的暑期营里头，同样的没有网络，可是我们就是唱诗歌，我们赞美敬拜神。
At the Young Life camps, one thing that is always true: no phones allowed.
在我们亚裔青年团契里头，我们在那个营地里头，有一件事情很重要，不能有手机。
For the kids and for the workers, no phones allowed. The whole week, they're taken away.
没有一个人在参加营地的孩子们，或者是工作人员，没有一个人可以有手机。
And in the beginning, kids don't know what to do, kind of.
在一开头的时候，这些孩子们都不晓得该怎么办。
But after a few days.
they really connect, talk to each other, listen, get to know each other, make a new friend.
可是在几天以后，他们就习惯了，他们得到了，他们能够跟旁边的人，跟许多人能够做朋友，能够有交谈。
That's one reason why the camps are so successful. Why Christina and some of the others will say those were my best friends because it was a week where we really just had good relationships with each other.
所以在那个星期，他们真正的能够与人建立了一个真正很美好的关系。所以刚刚分享的 Christina 他们能够说到，在那段时间里头，他们遇到了他们很好的朋友。
So they didn't have to worry about posting something on the internet. They just talked to their friends that were right there, right next to them.
他们不需要担忧他们忘了什么东西能够放到网络上让大家看。他们在那个段时间只是要与他们的朋友来交谈。
The next thing, to get connected with God, you have to disconnect from your own culture sometimes.
在第二项我要谈到说，当你要与主连结的时候，你要对你自己所成长的文化背景，你要有一点分别出来。
To disconnect from what you're comfortable with.
要从你这个在你习惯的环境中要走出来。
The Apostle Paul preached all over the world.
保罗使徒他到各地去传讲福音。
He said for Jews he would become like a Jew, but for those who are not Jewish he would be like them.
他保罗说，对犹太人，我像犹太人。对不是犹太人，像其他的人，我就像其他的人。
To reach Jews, he would go to a synagogue. To reach Gentiles, he would go to a marketplace.
对犹太人，他会到他们的会堂里头去；对不是犹太人，他会到市场，到街上去。
Peter was called by God to preach to a Roman family.
彼得他受了神的呼召，他对一个罗马的一个家庭。
And you could tell in the book of Acts, you could tell Peter was very uncomfortable with that.
从使徒行传的记载中，我们看到彼得非常对这样的呼召是非常感到不舒适的。
In fact, he went into the house and he said, "You know, it's against our law for me to even be here."
当他进到那个人的家里的时候，他告诉那个人说：“你知道，这对我的传统来说是违背我所成长传统的教导。”
But God called him to be there, so he did it.
因为神叫他，神呼召他到那个人家去，所以他去了。
Even Jesus himself, he went to preach to people of different backgrounds.
即使是主耶稣，他也传讲，在他的那个时候，他传对各不同的人种来传讲信息。
There's a famous story in the Gospel of John where he spoke for a long time with a Samaritan woman.
在约翰福音中。中提到主耶稣，他对撒玛利亚妇人讲了很长的一段话。
When we do this again, we connect with God.
当我们做这些事情的时候，我们与神有了连接。
It challenges you.
神挑战我。
It makes you think differently and sees a new perspective.
神让我们打开了我们的眼光，来重新的来看我们一切的事
情。Makes you really rely on God.
让我们完完全全的来信靠神。
And it's always a blessing because you go and you see people so different from you have the same faith that you do.
这对我们来说其实是很蒙福的，因为我们到了不同的地方，看到不同的人，可是我们有同样的信仰。
In Tanzania, we talked to all these Africans.
在坦桑尼亚，我们与这些非洲人交谈。
And they are beautiful people in a beautiful country.
他们是一群很美丽的人群，也是有一个很美的国家。
And you see they have different priorities from you.
可是你看到他们在生活上，他们所注重的跟我们不一样。
They don't care about cars. I mean, they're not even roads. They don't care about cars and nice clothes, things like that.
他们不注重开什么车，他们不注重穿什么样的好衣服。
They just want education.
他们只是要。有教育的机会。
They just want a soccer ball that we brought them so they could play.
他们喜欢那个足球，因为我们带去，他们要玩那个球。
At VBS, they're working with little kids, 5 years old, 6 years old.
在暑期圣经学校，这些小孩子，我们跟五六岁的孩子们一起。
And to see their innocence is very refreshing.
看他们的纯洁，看他们的纯真，真的是非常对我们来说，真的是很好。
At Capernaum, you work with kids who have disabilities. Like Gerald said, they might not even be able to talk.
在加百农的营地，我们 他们与这些残障的人一起过日子，他们看到他们可能没有办法来表达他们想要的。
But in the end, you see, they all have the same needs to want to be loved and to love.
可是我们最终看到他们同样的像我们一样，需要被爱，也需要被服侍。
And they can all receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, and as believers, we're all one family.
他们也同样的可以的。能够听到耶稣的福音，所以在最终我们其实是一家人。
The third one is to get connected with God. We need to be disconnected from our sin.
第三样，当我们要与神连接的时候，我们要与罪分隔。
This is probably the most important one, actually.
这其实是最重要的一项。
And it's the one you cannot accomplish on your own.
所以在这一项上面，我们没有办法照我们自己的方法来做成。
We can live for God, we can be in God's family, but only through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
我们可以为神而活，我们可以在神的国家中，可是只有经过耶稣的死。我们才能够成为一份子。
As Christians, we are reborn and we have a new life.
我们基督徒，我们有重生，我们有新的生命。
Sin is something that holds us down.
罪是把我们拉下来的那个元素。
The book of Romans talks about how sin we're held to or connected to it like slaves.
在罗马书中说到罪，让我们成为罪的奴仆。
And that because Christ died for us, through that, we can be set free from that.
因为主耶稣为了我们死，因为他死，我们可以从那个奴仆的身份中释放出来。
We had an old life or an old self.
我们有那个旧人，旧的老我。
And when you're connected to that, you're not connected to God.
当你与老我跟旧人连接的时候，你与神是无份的。
But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be set free from that.
因为基督的宝血，借着他的宝血，我们可以从那里挣扎出来。
So as believers and followers of Christ, Jesus comes into our lives and takes away the eternal consequences of sin.
因为基督的宝血，借着他，我们可以从那个旧人老我中出来，然后我们可以免去了将来永恒的责罚。
When Jesus died for us, he took the punishment of sin for us so that we could be connected with God.
当主耶稣死的时候，他是为了我们的罪，他承受我们该承担的那一切罪的刑罚，让我们能够不再受那个刑罚。
And now we can have communication with God, we can be in His presence.
我们能够再一次的与神有连接，我们可以与神有交通，我们与神有份，神的事，一切事上有份。
So the last thing is, I encourage you to see where you can do this in your own life.
我真的是能鼓励大家，你要如何在这个上面，你的生活上要有什么样的改变。
Should there be a time when you turn off your phone, turn off your computer?
你能够有一段时间把你的手机关掉，把你的电脑关掉。
Try that. Train yourself. Maybe after 8 o'clock, after 9 o'clock. Don't look at your phone again.
试试看。一天在八点钟以后把你的手机关掉，把你的电脑关掉，不要看它。
I promise you, you're not going to miss anything.
我保证你不会迷失掉什么东西。
Instead of seeing one update every 10 minutes, just get the 12 updates the next day.
你看到一样最新的，你可以看到十二项最新的，你第二天可以看到同样的。
Use the time to talk to your friends, talk to your children.
用那段时间与你的朋友交谈，与你的孩子们交谈。
Go on a walk with your husband. Help your wife with the chores.
就与你的配偶能够有一段散步的情形，有一份建立关系的时光。
You'll find that'll help you connect with God.
你会发现在那段时间你与神有连接。
In terms of disconnecting from your culture, cross-cultural opportunities are everywhere around you.
至于谈到要走出你的舒服的 环境，你可以跟许许多多不是跟你同样背景的人交谈。
We are a Chinese church in America. There's different people everywhere around us.
我们是中国人的教会在美国，可是，在我们的周遭有许多跟我们不一样的人，不一样的。
Even in this church, there's different people, different ages, different backgrounds. A lot of opportunities to have cross-cultural ministry.
即使是在我们自己教会中，我们有不同的年龄、不同的背景，也不。有不同的文化，我们也可以彼此的来 互相的交谈。
And the last thing is, as Christians, we do believe that we have accepted Jesus and God has forgiven us.
对第三项来说，我们基督徒，我们相信神，我们是借着基督，我们重新得救，我们的罪已经得了神的赦免。
But some of you, if you're new or you're a visitor, you're hearing this for the first time.
如果在座的你是刚刚来到教会，第一次听到这样的信息
，Maybe you do feel sin holding you down, and you want to connect with God.
或许你感受到那个罪把你捆绑了，你愿意要把从那个捆绑中能够走出来。
If you feel God's presence in your life, if you feel convicted by God in your heart, don't fight it. Let Him in.
如果你觉得你感受到神。在你的心里头在做工，你感受到神在对你说话，不要挣扎，接受那个神来到你的心里。
Invite Jesus into your life, you can be disconnected from that burden of sin and be connected with God.
如果你能够接受耶稣来住在你的心里头，你能够从那个罪里头能够出来，你能够才能够与神有连接。
I'll close in a word of prayer.
我以祷告来做结束。
During this prayer, if you feel moved, you can say to God, "I accept you. I believe you. Come into my life."
如果在这个祷告中间，你愿意接受主，你可以跟主说，我愿意接受，请你住到我的心里。
And then I encourage you, don't keep that to yourself. Tell the friend you came with. Tell Pastor King, you can tell me.
如果你有这样的决定，我也鼓励你，你不要把那个决定就是自己留在自己的心里。我欢迎你跟我们说，跟金弟兄说，跟我说，跟弟兄，跟带你来的朋友说。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for this time to be together this morning.
主耶稣，我们感谢你在让我们能够聚集在这里。
Thank you for all the sharing and all the different ministries.
感谢你让我们有这个机会来分享我们一切的活动。
Thank you for the love and support of all the brothers and sisters here.
感谢弟兄姐妹在爱中，在爱中还有其他的事项的支持。
Lord, it is very clear that you are moving in the hearts of people all around this community, all around the world.
主耶稣，我们知道，我们也看到，是你来转动，来转动我们每个人的心，不仅仅在这个教会，在世界的各地。
Most importantly, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们最要感谢的是你的儿子，你把你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Through his sacrifice, we can be connected to you.
因为他的受死，我们可以与你连接。
Lord, at this time, I pray for all of the new people here or people who.Are getting to know you for the first time.
主在这个时候，我要为新来的朋友，还有或者是第一次听到你的朋友们，来向你求。
Lord, if they are calling out to you, please listen to their hearts.
主，如果他们向你呼求，请你聆听他们的心。
Thank you, Lord, for your words. We pray in Jesus' name.
感谢主，我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you.